Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station Joy 94.9.
Melbourne is abuzz with all things Fringe at the moment. There's so much great stuff going on. And let's say the cream of the crop comes on our show.
Yeah, we love this because this, well, the gentleman's name is Sam Marsden and he joins us now. Hello.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Very, very well.
Splendid.
Now, your show's called Peculiar Avenue. That tells us nothing about the show, which is why we had to get you in.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I realised that calling it Peculiar Avenue, Sam Marsden's Peculiar Avenue, made it sound like a euphemism. It's not.
No.
It was my...
Everyone knows that. It doesn't need to be a euphemism.
Come down my peculiar avenue is a misleading title.
Yes.
It is. It's a one-man show where I perform three spooky stories that I wrote myself. It was meant to be sort of a Twilight Zone-y type thing.
Which I love.
Oh, good. It ended up... Because you write the blurb for these fringe shows about 6 months in advance.
Yes.
And by the time you actually get to it, it's got nothing to do with it. So I stuck to my brief pretty well.
Ringing any bells, Michael?
Yeah, very much so. I worked with a guy called Luke, and he added in, I write the stuff, and he decided he'd add in, and then we were, at our time that we met and worked with Donatella Versace, which I thought, we did not work, you know. Anyway, exactly right. And but so you'd written the brief, and you'd written it anything like what you're doing now, or nothing like
No, no, yeah, I was determined to keep as close to what I did originally. But if anyone... Yeah, you'll get basically what's going on at the show.
Is it... I was reading it's set in a sanitarium, is it?
Well, the first... so it's three short plays. I take you on a walking tour down Peculiar Avenue. A very grumpy, out-of-work actor is taking you along. He's waiting to get to his audition for Dracula's that are hiring floor staff.
Yes.
Wow. And the first stop...
He's at the top of his game then, isn't he?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Well, he's hosting my show, so he's not doing brilliantly.
Wow.
Well, one day. Anyway, right now he's got a pretty lousy gig. And so the first stop is the Christmas Sanatorium, where a famous theatre director is required to teach a couple of mental patients with split personalities to perform The Importance of Being Earnest.
Great.
Fringy. That sounds, when you say it out like that, it sounds incredibly fringy, doesn't it?
Incredibly fringy.
Yes. Well, it gets fringier.
Is that possible?
Yes, it can. Because I end with a spectacular musical number. I usually would put this under comedy, but because I thought, I'm going to put a musical spectacular at the end of this.
Gosh.
I'm going to go... performance instead.
Yeah.
Because whenever someone leaves a show, you say, how was it? And they say, fringy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very fringy.
But you've been getting great reviews for this, haven't you?
People have been very nice about it. I think a judge came in last night and said some embarrassingly gushing comments about it.
Well, that's got to be good for you, my friend.
Yes.
What was he out of a court case, on a break from a court case? Like, what kind of judge...
Oh, no, no, the fringe judge. No, he wasn't there in robes and stockings. No, it was one of the fringe festival judges was there. And she said some particularly pleasant things about it.
Now, where's it on at?
It is at the Courthouse Hotel in North Melbourne,
yes.
Directly from across from the main hub, the town hall, and the Lithuanian Club.
Generally, so, where everything is over that area, isn't it?
Yes.
It's loads on.
Yeah. Yeah, it's brilliant. And it's just one of those places you could just bounce around from show to show.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Well, I'm definitely excited to see this one.
Please come along. I play 30 characters.
Wow.
And do...
What is it like learning that? And then, or you know, because you have to be good to be able to get in and out of those 30 characters and for us to know who the hell you're doing.
Oh, well, people have been sending me very nice things saying they forgot they're watching just one actor.
Right.
Which I'm clearly
That's
doing
very
my
good,
job.
Isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
And you're on at 9:45?
9:45 every night until Sunday.
Great.
If you're going to come see the show, come see it on Sunday because my parents will be seeing it and I'd like them to say, oh, this sold out show is what I do all the time.
Yeah, brilliant.
or now till then, isn't it?
Yes.
You know,
Indeed.
So, you know, you're on tonight right up until Sunday.
That's correct.
Yeah, because you don't just come. Go to Sunday.
No. Please spread yourself out. And please come. And the Courthouse is an amazing venue with a whole bunch of astonishingly good acts going on. And they do these weird little miniature chicken Kievs, which...
Oh. Yeah,
well, there's a bit of my pant where it exploded.
Well, if you're not going to go and see a show, go and get the good chicken Kiev.
It's an amazing hub around there. It's really exciting.
Yeah, bloody well is.
We Sam Marsden, Peculiar Avenue. For more info, go to melbournefringe.com.au. It's at the Courthouse Hotel in North Melbourne, playing up until October the 5th.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.